do bad reviews kill companies? Yes and no. It's not up to the reviewer to have an obligation to a company when the reviewer's product is being genuine, being trustworthy, giving an opinion that you really gravitate towards. And that's the question and the ethics that people are asking about one of my favorite tech reviewers, Marques Brownlee. And it's all because of this Humane AI pin. It's the worst product I've ever reviewed for now. Side note, you know, I still want to review products here from time to time. And when I was doing it on the channel, it was all about how much objectivity can I impute into my reviews? Can I talk about the patented technology? Can I talk about any trade secrets? Can I talk about the company in general and allow the viewer from any sort of schematic or, you know, what the product is perspective to draw your own conclusions and maybe, you know, here or there, tell you something about the product or the people behind it that you otherwise wouldn't know that could be added in, because sometimes that's how I end up making my product decisions. I like to buy things from smaller companies because it's nice to see kind of a face, to tie a face to where my money is going. And that's, you know, how you can develop some sort of honesty and trustworthiness. And that also goes towards, you know, the reviewers that are reviewing these products like Marques Brownlee. I don't agree 100% with the conclusions. I do my other homework. I'll see a review pop up from him. But it's up to me as the consumer that hasn't my own obligation not to just blindly trust someone that this is the opinion and it's going to kill the company. I think that is such an unfair question that a lot of people are asking. Like if you go and search Marques Brownlee, you have different people. Is this ethical? I've never seen Marques Brownlee just crush a new product like this. Today's the day. And people are just saying, you know, his reach as someone with 18.6 million subscribers, he's got an obligation to be very careful with how he reviews things. And, you know, I think there is some truth to what people are saying. But again, we're talking about a product that a company's created, like the Humane AI pin. And I do want to talk about my own personal experience researching this product and the product that is MKBHD and the company and developing, you know, the trustworthy and the genuine and the transparent reviews that he has become known for and to generate 18.6 million subscribers. The other is, of course, the Fisker fiasco. YouTuber's negative Fisker review turns into saga. They drop in their valuation. And it's not just him. Like, if I go and search about the Humane AI pin in the news, you're going to see much hype rocked by bad reviews. It's not just Marques Brownlee. Of course, he's got the most reach. But nobody's talking positively about this product. And there's a reason that I, who is fascinated with technology, with artificial intelligence, never wanted to order this pen. It just was trying to solve a problem that I didn't see as a problem. Everything's just attaching AI to things, and they wanted to, you know, have a phone replacement, make it into a small form factor, but then you've got the screen that shows you in your hand, and it's interesting, sure. But it's not something it's not the iPhone moment, right? Like, it's not something that you're just going to go out and you're going to start seeing these pins pop up everywhere. And as someone who tried so hard to be objective as possible in my reviews, again, just using patented technology, talking about the engineering behind something, the people behind it, I stayed away from this. And that was my own choice. I'm not saying that it was the right thing to do. And just kind of a behind the scenes, how the sausage is made kind of thing, I was, you know, developed enough views to generate interest from companies to send me products for free. And one of the reasons I just became overwhelmed with my actual job, you know, this becoming a job, me testing new products, I end up liking what I'm liking. And it's hard to separate the objectivity from the subjectivity in your reviews. And when I would get a product, especially from a startup, I love working with startups. I love innovation. I love people that are just putting it out everything on the line in order to create something of their own. But when the product was terrible, I personally, in my own kind of standards, decided to share my review, my feedback, how I would potentially tweak a product to make it better if there was anything that you could do. And that would be kind of my feedback. I'll do it on the side. So then from an objective standpoint, I spent so much time, so much of my energy trying to test a product to review it that I didn't feel like I wanted to give a negative review. I would do it on the side for free. I wouldn't charge anybody any consulting fees for this. I just wasted a whole bunch of time. It just became this whole ordeal. And I applaud these reviewers that are just so willing to talk about products without thinking about any repercussions to the company, because we need that. We need genuine reviews. My viewpoint of why I wanted to create the channel is because we ourselves as consumers, we work so hard. We spend so much of our life, time is so finite, working jobs, generating dollars, and then we want to spend it on the best products possible. And it's such a duty of these amazing reviewers like Marques Brownlee to give us genuine and trustworthy reviews, because again, the dollars come from time, come from our lives. And I need to know that my money is going to the best products possible. I wasn't a Freudian slip. I just combined products and best. Anyway, and that's why, like, even for me, Apple Vision Pro is getting some great reviews, but there's a lot of negativity in there. And I guess because it's Apple and they're so big and they're gigantic, people aren't as focused on it as giving, you know, a review. And yeah, it was more positive than it was negative, but there was enough for me in these reviews from not just Marques, but other individuals that I'm not going to buy the first generation Apple Vision Pro. So thank you for just a great review and it's sending me off in my research. So that's kind of what I want to share. It's so easy not to be the man in the arena, right? To be someone from an outside perspective, to see him with close to 19 million subscribers, talk about a product that's a startup. But again, it's our hard-earned dollars. I think it's more sensitive to the consumer to make sure that we're getting a product that is worth our time and our investment. So just wanted to share my thoughts as someone who's spent a lot of time reviewing products, and I applaud what Marques is doing. I'm going to continue to be a fan, and I think the criticism is just, it's unfounded. I mean, make a good product. That's all. That is what the market votes with, is your dollars.